The Invisible Child. One dark and rainy evening, the Moomin family sat around the big veranda table. There were newspapers on the table. On top of the newspapers were lots of mushrooms. The family worked quietly together. They cleaned the mushrooms and they cut them. Suddenly, the veranda door opened and their friend, Too Tiki, came inside. Her coat was wet from the rain. She held the door and she shouted to someone in the garden.
Come here!
Who are you talking to?
Asked Moomin Troll.
Her name is Ninny, answered Too Tiki.
The family waited, but nobody came.
She's very shy, said Too Tiki.
She'll get wet from the rain, said Moomin Mama.
It doesn't matter, said Too Tiki. She's invisible.
Too Tiki sat down by the table. The family stopped working and they waited.
Sometimes people become frightened, said Too Tiki. Then they become invisible. Ninny lived with a woman, but the woman didn't like her. She wasn't kind to Ninny. She didn't shout, but she said bad things to her quietly. And she laughed at her. Then Ninny started to become invisible. The woman gave Ninny to me. I took her home, but now I want her to stay with you. You can help her. Then maybe she will stop being invisible. Everyone looked at Too Tiki, but nobody said anything. They listened to the rain on the top of the veranda. Then Moomin Papa said,
Does she talk?
No, answered Too Tiki. But the woman gave her a small bell. We can't see Ninny, but we can see the bell.
Too Tiki stood up and she went to the door again.
Ninny!
She shouted. After some minutes, the family heard the noise of a small bell. Then they saw it. It moved to the veranda.
This is your new family, said Too Tiki. They're very good people.
Give the child a chair, said Moomin Papa. Does she know anything about mushrooms?
I don't know, answered Too Tiki.
I have to go now. I have some things to do.
Too Tiki left, and the family sat quietly. They watched the chair and the bell. Suddenly, a mushroom moved up from the table. Invisible paws cleaned it. Then the paws cut the mushroom and they put it in a bowl. Another mushroom moved up from the table.
That's exciting, said Little Mai.
How can people see Ninny again? Asked Moomin Mama. Let's take her to a doctor.
No, said Moomin Papa. She's very shy. Maybe she wants to be invisible.
Moomin Mama went up to a room at the top of the house. The small bell went behind her. There was a bed in the room. Moomin Mama put an apple, a glass of juice, and three sweets by the bed. Then she said,
Sleep well, Ninny. Stay in bed tomorrow as late as you want. Tea will be ready for you in the morning.
Moomin Mama left the room.
She went down to the kitchen and she found an old book. It was her grandmother's book. There were lots of recipes inside. Moomin Mama found a recipe at the back of the book. She read it and then she smiled. "This recipe helps invisible people," she said. "Then other people can see them again. I'll make the recipe for Ninny." The next morning, the small bell came slowly down from Ninny's room. Moomin Troll waited for it. But the bell was not as exciting as Ninny's paws. They were very small, but they were there. You could see her paws now, but you could not see Ninny. Ninny went to the veranda and she got some tea. Moomin Troll saw her cup. It moved to the table. Then Ninny ate some bread. Her cup and plate moved to the kitchen. Ninny washed them and she put them in a cupboard. Moomin Troll ran into the garden. Moomin Papa and Moomin Mama were there. Moomin Mama sat high in an apple tree.
"Ninny has got paws! You can see them!"
Moomin Troll shouted. "Good," thought Moomin Mama. "Grandmother's recipe is working."
"That's great," said Moomin Papa. "Maybe one day she can show her snout too. Talking to invisible people makes me sad, and they never answer me."
"Shh,"
said Moomin Mama. Ninny's paws stood in the grass, in the middle of the apples.
"Hello, Ninny," shouted Little Mai. "When are you going to show us your snout?"
"Be quiet, Little Mai," said Moomin Troll.
He ran to Ninny and he said,
"Don't listen to Little Mai. You're safe here with us. Don't think about that bad woman. She can't take you away."
Quickly, Ninny's paws started to become invisible again. "Don't talk about that woman," said Moomin Mama. "Don't say stupid things. Now, come and get some apples." After some minutes, the family saw Ninny's paws again. They moved up a tree. It was a beautiful autumn morning. The sun shone and everything was wet from the night's rain. The colours were strong and bright. Moomin Papa brought some glass jars into the garden. The family started to cut the apples. They put the apples into the jars. Then Moomin Papa carried the jars to the veranda. Little Mai sat in a tree and she sang the big apple song. Suddenly, there was a loud noise. The family saw apples in the grass, and there was lots of glass around the apples. They saw Ninny's paws too. But then her paws started to become invisible.
"Oh," said Moomin Mama, "it doesn't matter about the jar. It was very old."
Ninny's paws came back again. Suddenly, Moomin Troll shouted,
"I can see her legs!"
Ninny's legs were very thin. Then the family saw a brown dress above the legs. "Grandmother's recipe is very good," thought Moomin Mama.
"That dress isn't a very nice colour," said Little Mai.
Ninny stayed with the family all day. In the evening, Moomin Mama made a little pink dress for her. She made a ribbon for her hair too.
But what colour is Ninny's hair? Thought Moomin Mama. Is it yellow or black?
The next day, Ninny wore her new dress. Now you could see her body, but not her face. She came down for her morning tea and she said,
"Thank you all very much."
Her voice was very high.
Little Mai laughed and she said,
"You're talking! That's great! Do you know any good games?"
"No," said Ninny.
"That's okay,"
said Moomin Troll happily.
"We'll teach you some games."
After breakfast, Moomin Troll, Little Mai and Ninny went to the river. They started to play. Ninny wanted to be kind, but she did not understand the games.
"Run, run!" shouted Little Mai. Ninny ran, but then she stopped.
"What's the matter?"
asked Little Mai.
"She can't play games," said Moomin Troll quietly.
"She can't become angry," said Little Mai.
"Listen," she said to Ninny, "you must learn to fight. Then maybe we can see your face."
"Yes, of course," said Ninny, but she was a little frightened.
Moomin Troll and Little Mai stopped teaching Ninny games. They told her funny stories, but she did not like the stories. She never laughed at the right places. For some days, Ninny's pink dress moved everywhere behind Moomin Mama. Moomin Mama stopped, and then the dress stopped too. Moomin Mama made her grandmother's recipe again. But now it did not work. Nobody could see Ninny's face. One day, the family went to the beach. They wanted to pull their boat out of the sea for the winter. Ninny came too. But then she stopped and she started to cry.
"What's the matter with Ninny?" asked Moomin Papa. "Is she frightened?"
Moomin Mama spoke quietly to Ninny. Then she turned to the family and she said,
"It's Ninny's first time by the sea. It's too big for her."
"She's a very silly child," said Little Mai.
Moomin Mama looked at her. Then she said, "No, Little Mai, Ninny isn't silly." Then she said to the family, "Now, let's pull the boat out of the sea. But it's very heavy. Let's ask Two Tiki to help us." Two Tiki lived by the sea. The family went to her house.
"Hello," said Two Tiki. "How's the invisible child?"
"She's a little frightened today," said Moomin Mama. "You can only see her snout. Can you help us with the boat?"
"Of course," said Two Tiki.
They pulled the boat out of the water. Ninny stood on the beach and she looked at the sea. She did not move. Moomin Mama looked down into the water. Then she said,
"Nothing exciting happens to me. I want something exciting to happen."
Moomin Papa came behind Moomin Mama. He put out his paw and he touched Moomin Mama's back. He only wanted to play.
He did not want to push Moomin Mama into the water. But Ninny did not understand that, and she wanted to help Moomin Mama. Suddenly, the family saw Ninny's pink dress. It moved quickly across the beach. Ninny bit Moomin Papa's leg with her small, invisible teeth.
"Ow!"
shouted Moomin Papa, and his hat went into the water. Suddenly, everybody saw Ninny. She stood on the beach. Her face was red and angry.
"Don't push Moomin Mama into the sea!"
she shouted.
"I see her! I see her!"
shouted Moomin Troll.
"She's very nice!"
"No, she isn't,"
said Moomin Papa. He looked at his leg. Then he sat down and he tried to take his hat out of the sea. But suddenly he went into the water.
"Oh!"
Ninny shouted.
"That's very funny,"
she laughed. "She never laughed before," said Two Ticky. "She's a different child now. How did you change her? She's as bad as Little Mai."
"We didn't change her," said Moomin Mama. "My grandmother changed her."
She started laughing too.